My name is Victor Kubik. Welcome to another edition of Inside United. Tonight we welcome John Miller, an elder in the United Church of God. He's also the president of Superb Industries. I've known him for nearly 30 years, going back to our time before the United Church of God, and we're so happy to have him here as a member of the Council of Elders. Welcome to Inside United, John.
I'm happy to be here, Vic.
What we want to talk about today is that we've been having the Farmers to Family food distribution here in Cincinnati, and it's a program that we got into as part of the CARES Act, I believe, the government helping farmers, truckers, distributors with a supply chain. With the COVID crisis, farmers and others have not been able to really be able to sell all their food, distribute it, and so forth, and it would just go to waste. So what the government did is to allocate, since January, $1.5 billion to have food packed and have it distributed. But they needed contract distributing, and so we have gotten into our organization with a church here to distribute food in Cincinnati. And John picked up on it because he had the equipment needed, forklift, parking lot from his business to do that. So I want John to explain a little bit what he's done.
So what we've done, following after what was being done down here in Milford, I contacted the Farmers to Families program to see if anybody was doing it in Northeast Ohio, and the answer was no. So we've done our fifth truckload, and we're doing it on a Thursday afternoon from 3 to 5 o'clock. So we get the shipment of food. It's a semi, drives up to our dock, and has typically 1,300 boxes of food, 30-pound boxes, that we unload and then distribute.
I know what it means, because we've done that here, and we've got, you know, about 20, 30 people that have come together here to do that distribution, and they really love doing it. Did you have trouble? Did you have any difficulty getting people together to help out?
So what we've done is we've really made it a community project. So it's co-sponsored by the United Church of God, Superb Industries, and Legacy School. So the United Church of God is the nonprofit on record, because you need a nonprofit, and Superb, which is my company, we're providing the logistics and the ability to unload, which for us is no big deal. I mean, we unload semis every day, all day long. So that was really easy to do. But what we then did is we unload, and we have our address is 100 Innovation Plaza, Sugar Creek. So we put the 26 pallets out in the on the plaza and have organized it so that people can drive up and pick it up. And then the volunteers from Legacy School, which is a small Christian school, they volunteered to provide people to load it. So it became a community project.
I know that you have been involved with the community very much, so probably it was not a big deal to really get all this together.
No, actually it wasn't. And again, you know, if people from other congregations in the United Church of God are listening to this, I would just encourage them. I mean, we don't know how long the program will go, but it's not something that other congregations couldn't do. I mean, you need a loading dock, you need a forklift. But again, if you do it correctly, even if you don't have ownership, there are plenty of companies that I think would be benevolent enough to allow you to use their parking lot or their loading facilities for a couple of hours, which is really all it takes. I mean, it doesn't take long to unload a semi-truck if you have the right equipment. So for us, that was easy because we had those resources. The bigger issue for us was we're a manufacturing operation, so Legacy School came alongside and provided high school students after school to do it. So it would have been a little bit more disruptive if I would have had to provide the manpower. But, I mean, that's what community is for, right? So we had them come over, and it's worked really good.
If you'd like to have more information about this, write to us at podcast@ucg.org, podcast@ucg.org, and we'll get you into contact with John Miller. So, John, I would like to know more about what this has done in changing people's attitudes to service. Do you see some good outcomes in this?
The outcomes have been very positive, and at a number of levels. We told our employees, we employ around 100 people, that, you know, they could certainly take some food, but we also encourage them that if they know somebody to take the food home. And one of I guess the unexpected outcomes was just to see how excited employees get to get the food and then to be able to distribute it to someone in need. So of the 1,300, you know, we have 100 employees. So if each of them take a couple boxes to distribute, you're well into the truckload before you're actually beginning. So it's been a very good engagement at the employee level. It's something that they love to do. They provide it to other families. That was kind of unexpected, but so what we've also done is I know the station manager at the local ABC affiliate, so I did buy some airtime. And it's relatively inexpensive, and you do, like, much like what we're talking about here. We had live segments six times in an hour to get the word out, because it's the first truckload we got. They called me on Wednesday and said, "Hey, John, would you take a truckload tomorrow?" And I said, "Sure." We'll figure it out. So I had to figure out the getting the word out, and I called the principal of the school, which I know personally, and we just said, "Bring it on, we'll figure it out."
Well, that's kind of how it was with us. The very first one, we weren't sure what we were getting into, and they said, "The truck is coming tomorrow." And I was amazed as to how our pastor, Steve Myers, was able to pull it all together. Actually, it was over a weekend, because we wanted to make a big sign about the distribution, and also to give credit to the United Church of God and also Beyond Today Television for being the host of this activity. So it really served a very good purpose of being able to do some good work in feeding people who needed food, but also to promote our cause, you know, which is a godly cause in preaching the gospel.
Well, we actually followed that. I mean, I had our local printer print up labels, and it identifies the United Church of God Beyond Today. We have the QR code on it, so if people scan the QR code, it takes you to the website. And of course, Legacy School is mentioned as well. So that's been a nice way to engage with the community. It's, you know, just from a, I mean, first of all, it's the right thing to do, but it's also been a good public relations tool just in interacting with the community. A couple of stories, one in particular, we didn't really have a way to get the word out. So since I know the station manager, I just called him and say, "Hey, can you get me on the air? We've got this truckload coming." So we did. And in that conversation on the air, one of the things I mentioned, and people would, or the radio announcer asked me, you know, "What are the conditions? Do you have to be needy? Do you have to demonstrate that?" And I said, "No, because there's really no stipulations." However, I said, what I'd encourage people to do is to think about elderly people who wouldn't be able to come and pick the food up, because, you know, make their day, take a box, bring it to their doorstep. And again, I didn't go into the station. I just called in. And so you wonder, is anybody listening? So it was the next week. I was at another place of business, and one of the employees came up to me and said, "Hey, John, I heard you on the radio." And I said, "You did?" She said, "Yeah, and actually, I'm driving," her name was Verna. She said, I'm driving down the road, and I hear you say on the radio that you really would have liked to have gotten these to elderly people. And she goes, "I'm on my way to visit a widow." So she turned her car around, drove 3 miles back to Sugar Creek, picked up two boxes, took it to this person's home. So then this person gave some of the food to another needy person, and the other box went to another widow. So it felt kind of good to realize that it actually got to somebody that needed it.
One time, the last box had just been given out, and a little lady drove up in her car, and she was so needy. She came to the front door of the home office and says, "I really need some food." And I just really felt so sorry for her. I think we did find something for her, but you know, there are people in need, and you could see that she was a person who was needy. We also had some other stories from this end, is that we would take, you know, half a dozen boxes, and in our neighborhood, we know that there are people who are needy, the people out of work, people who have teenage kids. You know, you may say, "Well, they're probably well fixed," but sometimes they're not. You know, sometimes they do have needs. And so one family was extremely appreciative. And then what happened was this last snowstorm that we had. I saw my driveway was full of snow, and I was just about to go out there and go shoveling, and their whole family came and shoveled our driveway. So that was just a very nice, you know, them being, you know, kind in response.
I mean, if you look at this, I mean, it's obviously an opportunity to get food to the right place. But the thing I come back to is, if you look at Christ's ministry, and you just begin, actually, the first miracle he performed, ironically, was making gallons and gallons of wine. But food, there's something about relationships that develop around food. It is a commonality. It's a human experience that we probably don't quite understand all the dynamics about. So, providing food to needy people obviously is a the right thing to do, but it's just been interesting to see the dynamics of how it worked.
Yes, it's bonding certainly when you know when we have dinners and everything. You all sit around a table and it's part of talking to one another as a family or even as among friends.
The other thing that we've done then is to get the word out. I then went on WJER, which is the radio station in the next county where it's kind of pre-Appalachia and there are more needy people. And to our astonishment, an hour before the time, we had people lined up all the way down the street, and in 45 minutes, all the food was gone.
Well, I'm amazed that you have done 5 trucks already.
We're doing 1 truck a week, mm-hmm. and it's every Thursday from 3 to 5 o'clock, except when the food runs out in 45 minutes, it's only 45 minutes. I don't know exactly when it ends, but my Robin Kander from the Farmers to Families program said that they expected to go to April. So we plan to continue to do it as long as the food is available and the need is there. And we've got food pantries. We've got some of the local churches that got involved that have soup kitchens and stuff. So they call us ahead of time and let us know what they need for the week. So typically we have half of the 1,300 boxes spoken for before we even open our door.
Ours go in less than 2 hours. We have... it go very quickly. Well, listen, it's just been great talking to you, John, about this. I know that it's part of what a Christian is. You know, Jesus Christ in Matthew 25 speaks about the resurrection, and the first questions that are asked, you know, are not what you knew, but what you did. You know, what you did to help the people who were hungry, people who needed clothing, you know, people who needed encouragement. And I feel like God has really helped us to help others, because it's really connected us with not only people in our community, but really a relationship with Jesus Christ himself.
And people remember you, so it creates relationships, and ultimately relationships is what everything is about.
Well, thank you very much, John. It's been wonderful talking to you. So thank you for being with us.
It was my pleasure.
Well, thank you for joining us on Inside United. If you have any questions, please write to us or comment to podcast@ucg.org. You can find us on Spotify. Just go to podcasts and search for Inside United, or use your favorite podcasting app on Apple or Android. Thank you for joining us here. Tell your friends about Inside United. Come back soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.